It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's the most drinkingest time of the year.
And for some people, they don't like it. Not that they're opposed to drinking.
Yeah.
They're opposed to how much they like to drink.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you?
What's that?
There may be a way through science to stop that from happening.
Oh.
Something that would magically make your alcohol cravings go away.
I wouldn't even want it.
Yes.
Okay.
You're hanging out on the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Allow me to introduce you to Naltrexone.
Naltrexone?
I think I'm saying that the right way. Naltrexone. It is a pill that, according to research, will eliminate your cravings for alcohol.
Oh.
So the way it works, it blocks the opioid receptors in your brain that alcohol lights up when you drink.
Mm.
So when you would drink on this pill, that good, exciting feeling you would get would not exist. It's being billed as Ozempic for booze.
Oh.
Because this pill, in this form, exists solely to make you not want to drink.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This is not a new medication either. The pill has been approved for getting folks off the sauce since 1994.
Oh, it's an old pill.
Yeah. Studies have shown 80% of users who use this tool,
yeah,
which is only prescription, by the way, an hour before drinking will drastically reduce or completely eliminate their alcohol intake.
Oh.
They also have it in a once-a-month shot version for those who are worried they won't remember to take it.
And if you want to start shooting up. Maybe a new thing you want to, you know, get into.
If you go online, this drug gets rave reviews from people who wanted to stop drinking,
yeah,
had a problem with alcohol, whatever reason, took it, and stopped drinking. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We are not doctors. Mm. I am not here just to sing the praises of this. And please don't run out and grab this stuff because of the story we're talking about. Obviously, talk to your doctor if this
Well, you
got to
get a prescription.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, but there's also ways to get stuff anyway.
Yeah, there is, buddy.
Shut up. I'm not just saying, don't go. The break room said go get this pill. Go talk to somebody. But there's a reason I bring this up.
Why is that?
There are lots of people who started over drinking around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And will continue to do that past New Year.
Well, you're in that party season, man.
Yeah. Tommy, you're a guy that likes to drink every night.
Yes, I drank at least two a night.
And that's really four, because it was four, maybe six.
Well, no, I mean, we pour a little heavy in my house.
Yeah, we.
What?
You interested in this pill?
No.
You want to think
about
it?
I don't think it would work on me.
Okay. Well,
and I'll tell you why.
You think you're the exception.
No. But okay. Pat, you can back me up with this with food.
Okay.
I used to eat when I wasn't hungry.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I used to eat when I should have stopped eating.
Yeah.
I used to eat when it started to hurt.
Okay.
So if you gave me a pill that made me like, you know, like, well, you're going to be full. Full wasn't my problem.
Okay.
I had an addiction to eating.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how good it tastes. So I think with alcohol, I would still drink.
Hmm.
Because, like, it's just ingrained in my lifestyle. Like, I look forward to sitting down and having a cocktail at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then one after dinner, and then who knows what happens after that. But you know what I'm saying?
He really doesn't know he's blacked out.
I don't think it would help me.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from.
But I guess even if you thought it wouldn't help you, let's say you thought that, you know, you actually did struggle with it or really were trying to cut back or quit.
I do struggle with it, yeah.
Wouldn't you at least try it?
No.
You just,
if you're worried about it, I guess.
Did you say it? No. I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, just I feel like the whole it's not going to work on me, so I'm not going to try it.
But here's the problem.
He doesn't want to stop. That's
yeah,
what it is.
Well, I don't. You're right. And here's the reason. Because, like, you know, what else do I get to do?
Well, look, it's your life, man.
I don't go blowing my money at the golf course. I don't, you know.
Yeah, you save that for tracksuits and jerky.
Yes, and jerky. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you got to have something in life. Like, you're just going to clean everything up. What's the point of being here,
okay,
man?
Okay, all right.
And you got to live, baby. Just let me live.
It's easy to say when you have nothing to do but sit around and drink. Like,
right.
There are people that have to function on a daily basis that have the same drinking patterns you do that can't do that.
I understand that, but you could also teach yourself how to be a functioning alcoholic.
Okay.
That's a thing. That's an actual thing.
Do not listen to what he's saying.
I am listening.
No, I'm saying don't listen to it. This is what a drunk you are. You're like, you're not even listening to what I'm saying because you don't want to hear it. You're just spouting off words for me to stop talking about this pill that gets you to stop drinking. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says, my doctor offered me this. She says it makes you sick if you drink on it.
Oh. I think it's a different pill.
Okay.
Because I knew there was another one where, yeah, you get ill.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
But it would make you stop drinking.
Yeah, that would work, yeah.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, you can add this to the list of the shots and pills that now exist to curb our addictions, whether it is smoking cigarettes, whether it is drinking, whether it is overeating.
Yeah.
Are shots and pills to curb our addictions a bad thing?
I mean, if it gets you there, it gets you. I mean, if it gets you over the hump and it gives you some hope, because, I mean, you think about people that never can lose weight, and they legitimately try.
Sure.
And they get depressed because they never see a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, if that pill kickstarts your weight loss, at least you get a little motivation because now you can see some results. Because if you don't see results, you're going to quit.
Okay, you're
right. What's the
point? You're right. To your point, stopping bad addictions by any means necessary is going to make you healthier. Therefore,
and it's a kickstart.
It's a good thing, right? Yeah. If you need this hand, no one who quit smoking using the patch or the gum or the pill has been criticized for that.
No.
I mean, I don't know why we feel differently about food and booze. You wouldn't crush a heroin addict for needing methadone to kick that addiction.
No.
Right? I mean, I look at it the same thing. But to play devil's advocate for these people that say that the quick fixes are a problem, there is a cynical way to say that you are not working hard enough to stop what you are doing. Mm-hmm. And it's a sad statement on society that we can't quit these things without outside help.
But man has had addictions since day one. Man.
Okay. Listen, they're trying to sound profound so you can keep drinking whiskey. That's
no, I mean.
He only gets
chewing
profound.
Chewing on poppy leaves and opium and all that stuff. And it goes back to the beginning of time.
Man, no, you're fighting against your, you know, caveman urges, man.
I mean, Jesus was passing a bottle around at the table, man. Everybody needed to take the edge off.
252-WCMF, we started this conversation. A pill that will stop you from drinking alcohol, at least that's the idea. It's called Naltrexone, I believe. If I'm pronouncing it the wrong way, I'm sorry. It blocks the opioid receptors in your brain that the alcohol lights up. So when you drink, that excited, good feeling you get does not exist. And it's being described as Ozempic for alcohol, even though this pill has existed since 1994. It also comes in a shot version, 252-WCMF, not like a shot but like a in-your-arm shot.
Mm-hmm.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Kristen. Hey, Kristen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Kristen, what do you got?
I've been sober for 20 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was 20 years in November, and pill sounds like a great idea if you actually have the desire, but if you don't really want to do it, you just stop taking the pills. You got to kind of work on all the other things that go along with it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, like, we don't drink, like alcoholics, we don't drink because it's fun. We drink because we don't want to feel anything.
Sure.
So if you don't take that mental side away, if you can't decide you want to feel everyday stress and life on life terms, a pill's not going to do a damn thing.
Are we running late?
Why will you not celebrate what this woman was able to do for herself?
So what did you replace the booze with?
My kids.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
I'm high on my children.
She is high on her children.
That's great.
All right. So, Kristen, what did you do? Like, was it, were you part of a program? Was there medication you were on? Like, what eventually got you to stop drinking?
When I got pregnant with my daughter, I stopped, and I went to meetings and for the first few years, and then after that, I don't really think about it anymore. It's just who I am now.
So do you still go to the meetings?
Every once in a while. If I have a bad day, you know, if I have something major in my life that happens, you know, my father died, I went to a meeting. My husband died, I use that then, but, like, major things I go to, now it's just who I am.
All right, well, Kristen, let me ask this question before we let you go, because I know there are people listening right now who are struggling with stuff and they're thinking maybe this is an idea. I'm not talking to you.
No, I'm listening. I'm enjoying your program.
Kristen, what advice would you give to someone who may be at the point where they're thinking about stopping drinking?
Go to an AA meeting.
Okay.
Talk to other people. I mean, honestly, other people that have been through it are really the only ones. I mean, doctors are great, but unless you've been through it and you know those feelings inside that, like that feeling that you feel inside, why you keep drinking, like why you have to fill a hole, that's how it's worked for, I mean, AA has been around since 1920 something, and it has worked for billions of people to improve their lives. So they got to be doing something right.
All right, Kristen, thanks for the call. Congratulations on 20 years.
And now she can't stop with the donuts.
Thanks for the call. Okay, can I
ask you do
a
get
question?
Donuts and coffee.
Can I ask a question?
And Jesus.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Not one person has even suggested in this discussion that you quit drinking. No. I asked you. No, not a single person.
You're really taking this personally.
Who?
Somebody in this room could really use this advisor.
Who said that?
You did, but you started this break.
You're not even saying English right now.
Never do.
I simply asked you if you'd be interested in the pill.
Well, why me? Why didn't I Kimmy?
You just admitted you have, quote, two drinks a night.
That's not a lot.
You're right.
They said you're supposed to have eight beverages a day.
4 to 6 is a lot, which is actually what you're having.
It's part of the pyramid.
Here's what I find strange, right? Nobody suggested you quit drinking. Kristen calls up and said she had a problem to the point where she needed to stop.
So she went to AA.
And 20 years of sobriety having a problem is pretty amazing. Yet you immediately hate her, and I can't understand why.
I don't hate her.
You hate her. I saw it. Bro, everybody watching the live stream can see the look on your face. You're doing it again.
Yeah. And you're the only one in this room that's been to an AA meeting.
Have you been to an AA?
I thought you went with a buddy or something.
No, my buddy had a really bad drinking problem to the point where he was hallucinating, and he called the cops on himself by accident.
I thought you went with him, sorry.
No, I did not.
You know how they knew his hallucinations got bad?
What is that?
He started laughing at Tommy's jokes. Encore! Encore!
So he went to AA.
Yeah.
I never went with him, so we stopped being friends because of the booze.
Gotcha.
So but to this day, when I have talked to him since. Yeah. He still goes to AA meetings every day. Now, this has been 20 years.
Okay.
He still daily goes to those meetings. He needs it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But that sounds like misery to me.
But,
if I got
to
go
every... It's about
every...
getting your head right, to Kristen's point, more than, the way it makes you feel.
I just don't want to go into a room every day and hear everybody's problems.
What is this show?
That's why I already got AA in here. I got two people, but I just put it down. You put it 8 drinks a night.
Kimmy,
yeah,
because we've lost somebody now.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, he's mad at us.
No, I'm not mad.
Again, talking about this, the pill for the booze, the shot for Ozempic, the shot for the pill for the cigarettes and the patches and everything. Are we getting healthier as a country? Because if we talk about Ozempic, that may be thinning people out. In fact, a recent study showed that over the last 2 years, the rate of obesity that had been increasing every year since the 1960s has started to level off.
All right, so it's helping. But it's a super expensive shot, right?
Yes, it is.
You don't have the insurance.
Unless it's covered by insurance.
Right. Most people's insurance sucks.
Depends on how heavy you are. I mean, in all sincerity, that's the thing. If you reach a certain point, your doctor will prescribe it to you and insurance will cover it. We also know that younger people aren't drinking, doing drugs, having unprotected sex nearly as much as we were when we were younger.
Yeah. Their own vices.
Why all of a sudden this change towards a healthier lifestyle?
Well, I don't know. Are we getting healthier, or are we just finding new ways to, comfort?
Well, I mean, cannabis would be one of those new
food.
Ways.
Yeah.
Well, no, but food, again, we just talked about Ozempic. The level of obesity may be leveling off in America.
We don't know yet, though, if it's temporary. We don't know if a lot of these things are sustainable. We don't know if you could stay on it your whole life.
Ozempic, you're saying.
Maybe you can, maybe you can't. We haven't really seen, the long-term, I guess, effects of it.
I mean, if it works, it's great. I mean, it's like you said, better living through chemistry.
But here's the thing.
Science.
I'm just meaning with a lot of these ways people are curbing their vices.
I don't mean to sound cynical. And again, do not listen to me. I am not a doctor. Right. But the one thing about Ozempic and those shots like that, and I'm with you, man. If it works for you.
God bless you.
We know what it's like.
Ooh,
we know what it's like with that stuff. It sucks any way, any means necessary. But I do worry that 15 years from now, we're going to find out something.
Side effects?
Well, look, we've always...
Maybe there are side effects and some you're maybe willing to deal with.
Yes, and you're right. The health that you are gaining is better than the...
Right.
But, the idea that there's no such thing as a magic bullet has always been, in the back of my head here. And this, it is amazing what people are able to do with this shot that really, really need it. And that the cynic in me is well, what's the trade-off going to be? You know what I mean?
Tails. We'll grow tails.
You know what? When I was 300 pounds, if you told me...
You'd trade a tail?
Yeah, you could lose 100 pounds, but you get a tail. I would take a tail.
Right.
I would seriously... Think about how cool it would look.
Shaking have a tail?
Shaking my tail around in here.
You'd have to change pants, though.
Well, no. Let's cut a hole in my pants. Is it a furry tail?
Wait, now you'd have two holes in the back? One for your tail, one for Saturday night? That's for Saturday night. Hole.
I'm going to talk to Kimmy for
Mr. a while. Mr. Saturday night.
That doesn't even...
I don't know.
He's got two holes in his pants.
Is there a pill to make you funnier?
Ooh. Brutal.
Yes, alcohol.
Kimmy, when it comes to why we are getting healthier again, with Ozempic and the kids not drinking, doing drugs, having unprotected sex, is it because we know how bad this stuff is now with the studies we've seen about alcohol, about the drugs, about the overeating? Is it lack of funds that are keeping people from indulging in their vices?
I would
guess that's a huge reason why, smoking cigarettes went down for so long. It was part of that campaign that they run, But I also think it just became unaffordable to younger people.
But I always figure, like, we always find cheaper ways to have fun.
Yeah. Sure.
That's
yeah.
why these cheaper drugs started showing up
right.
in the country.
Meth, you're talking about meth.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, crack was the same thing. It was a cheaper form of cocaine.
Yeah, you're right. Could it be as simple as vanity? Like, I mean, Tommy, your generation really showed us what a lifetime of drinking, smoking, and eating whatever
what
you want.
What are you talking about? I look great.
Could look like. I mean, like, do younger folks look at your generation?
I don't look like you, man.
Well, I'm serious, man.
It could be.
Because, like, I mean, you know, we laugh all the time. You go back and watch, like, 80s sitcoms, and, like, those parents, they're, like, 35, and yeah. they look like a modern 60-year-old.
Yeah. yeah.
And that's fine, but, like, maybe I watch my mom and dad do all this. I mean,
you don't want to age.
Yeah, I mean, I miss that boat. Mm. But
you
I don't
take
know.
Notes.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, my kids look at me and go, yeah, I don't want to do that to myself.
All right.
Smoke my looks away. Drink my looks away. I used to be beautiful.
Usually you had to have looks to smoke away.
I was a handsome boy.
You were a little cutie when you were 15 at the bar, trying to be like a big boy.
Look at me. I got myself a little cocktail.
You know what vice I thought would die with our generation, but I think that younger people are picking it back up again? Tanning.
Yeah, I've
because
seen
like
that.
We,
that's
you
like
would
the
think,
weakest of the.
We're like,
you
go would talk think, to my wife.
You would think
well,
we
no,
saw
probably, you know.
Moms of that generation like they like the effects that tanning had on your skin and be like, ooh, yeah, maybe I should stop doing that.
So tanning's back.
Yeah.
But I have noticed like I think people are like tanning again. In,
what
like,
about
the
that spray
tan?
Spray tans also exist. That's become
yeah,
a more
spray tan's a little different though.
Can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
You know, my wife is Jamaican.
Yeah.
My daughters are biracial. Here's how back tanning is. My 15-year-old,
yeah.
who is Jamaican,
yeah.
has tried to go out and tan on the deck. Her mother's okay. a dermatologist,
yeah.
so first
just
of all,
to get sun.
Give me all yeah. the sun.
No, but she wants to get tan. You're Jamaican. Look at your father. I'm a bedsheet man. Like, I'm the palace man. What are you doing?
So she's not happy with her tone.
Well, but
right.
What do you mean? Explain.
She's not
what tone?
She wants to be darker.
She wants to be darker.
Okay.
Yes, but like she's already Jamaican.
Yeah, you're already a couple steps ahead.
Yes, like you're already two sheets past any Italian girl in this town.
Okay,
yes.
All right,
you know what
all
I'm right. saying? Like, what are you doing?
Well, I haven't seen your daughter in a while. I don't know how dark.
Oh no, that was a way better way to end that.
Well, I don't know how to talk.
Why don't
to you
I? Why don't I take a look at your 15-year-old?
No, I don't want to say that. No.
Hey, how dark's your 15-year-old buddy?
I also don't want to say anything racist.
Well, yeah, no. Well, maybe just don't speak.
Well, how about having a talk show about skin?
How about having a talk show, ladies and gentlemen? Tommy Mulet.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Folks that have finished their Christmas shopping
yeah.
may already know what we're about to tell you.
Yeah.
And there is still a way to save money buying gifts, but you have to be careful because some things have gotten ridiculously expensive.
Oh.
And what sucks, at least according to what we have here,
yeah.
it's a lot of stuff that people want.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, right off the bat, terrible news. In general, holiday gifts are 26% more expensive this year compared to 2 years ago.
Yeah, because you got whacked with the tariffs and stuff.
A whole bunch of different factors, right? And this is according to a study done by a nonprofit consumer group called Groundwork Collaborative, right? What is driving that high number are specific items that have skyrocketed.
Oh.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so a certain spike.
Exactly. It's not 26 in general. It's a lot in others. For example, headphones right now are super pricey. The Beats Solo 4 headphones, which are a popular headphone.
Okay. Fancy wireless headphone.
You got it. They will now cost you $129.95. That is 30% higher than last Christmas. Oh,
30%.
For the same pair.
Prices of coolers, Kimmy, are through the roof.
Cool, being like...
That's interesting.
Wait, to take to the Bills game?
You got it. So one of the more egregious examples, the Cooper Cooler Beverage Chiller.
Yeah.
So this is like a brand I've never heard. It's not like a, you know, one of your
Yetis
or
not Stanley,
whatever the other ones are. Yeah.
So last year, the Cooper Cooler Beverage Chiller was $25. Yeah. This year, it is $89.99.
The hell are they doing to it?
Don't know.
This is the same
thing?
Holy
crap.
Yeah, well, yeah, it keeps your beverages cool.
Yeah, just put it outside.
Air fryers have gotten more expensive. The Instant Vortex Air is 16% more expensive than it was last year at $115, and tools are getting jacked up. They cite a Trusco ST350 toolbox.
That's one of your top tools there, buddy.
The toolbox this year, 32% higher than it was last year, around $80. So you guys have started your Christmas shopping, finished your Christmas shopping. Are you guys
I'm all wrapped up.
Yeah, pretty much already.
Mine's pretty base.
Did you notice the higher prices?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody has on certain things.
Okay. Well, which is weird because you don't buy actual gifts. You just buy gift cards for people.
No, I did. I did buy.
Well, I mean, with that. With that being said, maybe this year gift cards are the best way to go if you're worried about paying more for gifts.
It's your way of saying, hey, you're going to come up short.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Kimmy,
this is a loss leader. You have to add a little to it.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're right, a $50 gift card is
now like a 50% off.
Yes, I mean, the 50 was standard, but what are you
getting? It's a coupon more than it's a gift card now.
Like, there's not a single thing we just named of these four items that you could buy with a $50 gift card.
I am amazed about one thing because, you know, when my TV crapped the bed, I could not believe how cheap TVs are.
TVs are.
I was shockingly cheap.
It is weird.
Yeah, you could buy a nice TV for nothing compared to what they used to be.
And that used to be, the thing you splurged on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would say one thing, TVs.
Buy a TV, but everyone's got seven TVs. How many TVs do you need?
It's a weird gift.
Like, if you, like, you don't go.
Because I also feel like people are picky about the type of TV. Like, they want to go look at the and compare all the TVs.
Which is funny because you don't notice anything different in any of the TVs. It's all in your head. All right, so here's the thing.
What's that?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It is not all doom and gloom.
All right.
There is a way around this. Several different article publications say that not everything is up. In fact, some things have gone down. You brought up the TVs. Home items are apparently
like
down.
Like a lamp?
No, things like weighted blankets, dishes, and mugs.
Okay.
Right?
The things you don't look forward to at Christmas time. A mug!
Self-care stuff is down.
Oh.
So with makeup?
With these two things.
Like spa type stuff.
You got it.
Like, yeah.
So with these two things, anything you're buying for your mom is going to be less expensive than it was last year. And even with the stuff that we mentioned here, there are some brands of headphones, coolers, etc., that will not see the massive price increase. But the group did warn, buyer beware, when you are buying from companies that are not as well known as the companies that have
raised their prices.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So knowing now that you can find deals if you go looking for them, is saving the money worth the time you have to invest to do it? 252-WCMF.
I mean, it may be worth the time, but are you going to look chintzy if you score somebody in an off-brand item that, like headphones, for example?
Yeah.
Let's say you find a cheaper pair. What's the big one right now?
Beats by Dre, Apple AirPods.
Yeah.
Those things.
So let's say you find, you know, some kind of like weird.
Oh, Beats by Dre?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Beats by Bobby Flay.
Yeah, so you look kind of chintzy, though.
All right, so it's funny you bring up headphones, because headphones are the easiest ones to find cheap. Like, if you walk in any Marshalls or TJ Maxx,
you can find cheaper versions.
You'll find headphones that look like the headphones we're describing.
Yeah. But they ain't the same
bro,
thing.
It's, Brookstone. What the hell happened to Brookstone is my question. When did they start selling?
Because nobody ever bought anything in there, man. You just sat in a massage chair, looked at the globe, and left.
It used to be the most expensive stuff on the planet, and now when you walk into Marshall's, there's a whole like Brookstone selection that nobody
bought. Because
the
store was gone, right?
Is it?
I don't know. Did we talk about this? I think we did say that Brookstone
I think
is
they're
closed.
Gone.
Kimmy, is saving the money on buying Christmas gifts worth the time you have to invest to do it?
But don't you think it's easier than ever to compare brands and things? I mean, It's just a simple, like, especially if you're shopping online, like, you're instantly going to get the lowest price if you Google stuff, right?
Okay, you're right, but that doesn't help anybody
now. I mean, it's easier than going from store to store.
But right now, it doesn't help.
I mean, but you got
no, now past it's too the point late. Of buying right. online. Yeah.
But if you're talking like, oh, like, let's say home items. Now, you go to, there's like so many home stores now to choose from. You've got to find cheap crap in there to unload on
No,
people.
But that's just it. I mean, you're right. You can find it. But when you go to those stores and buy stuff, unless you're in Marshall's and you find something that's a name brand that's like discounted, they know it's cheap.
Yeah, but like lamps, blankets.
A lamp. I got you a lamp. Merry Christmas. Here's
what
a
else
lamp.
Are you getting for a home? Plates. What's a top plate? I don't know what a top plate is.
Your wife does. My wife does. I'm sure people know what top
plate is. Don't know no top plate.
Kimmy, what's a top plate?
I don't know brand names of plates.
You don't know name brand plates? Corningware?
Okay.
Done. Right. I don't even know if that's good anymore.
But that's not a plate. That's a dish.
They make plates. Yeah. Shut up.
But
a
have
plate
you ever
and a dish
somebody,
is the same thing.
Unless like, it's on a registry, have you ever bought somebody plates?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that'd be a weird Christmas gift.
252
I know you didn't ask for these, but here's some plates.
252WCMF, we are talking about how Christmas gifts in general this year have gone up 26% compared to 2 years ago. But it's not all gifts that have gone. It's specific items that have skyrocketed in price that is bringing up the average. We talked about headphones. Those have gotten more expensive. Coolers have gotten more expensive. Air fryers have gotten more expensive. Tools have gotten more expensive, which sucks for dad.
Yeah. Because
that's like the go-to Christmas gift.
So I started buying toys for my grandson, right? Mm-hmm. So I have no idea what the price of toys are. So, and neither does my wife, especially for like a little boy.
Sure.
So I don't know if I'm spending too much, too little, but I'm just buying, oh, this looks cool. I'm going to get him this.
When it comes to toys, I don't think there is contrasting and comparing.
But they're all over the place.
And you're right. But like, if your kid has a specific thing they
want. You got to get it. You can't get the off-brand.
And here's the thing. You don't have to. You don't have to get
well,
it.
Well, depending on their age, though, they're going to know the difference.
The pressure. That's it. Yeah. You're right, Kimmy. The pressure as a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle that you feel that you don't want to get them. Like, Legos is a big thing with that right now.
Well, I know. That's expensive, though.
But there's knockoff Legos.
Yes. There's like four or five companies now. You wouldn't know.
Oh, Sharpies.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You would have no idea, unless you were like a Lego nerd, just looking at them on the ground, that they weren't Legos. But I know my daughter, who loves Legos, if I bought her the knockoff Legos.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah.
But I'm buying for a four-year-old. I got him a remote control car.
You chintzed on a four-year-old?
No, I didn't. I don't think I chintzed.
What'd you spend?
It was $45.
What a chintz-ass bitch.
Hey, it's a little remote control car for the kid.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It gets repossessed 3 days later. That's how chintzy he was, spending $45. Lee writes us, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says, self-care cheaper. I don't know. Those red light masks are like $500.
Is that that goalie mask you wear now and you're beautiful?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff like that.
Goalie mask.
You're in the Nets for the Bruins in the 1970s?
What's with the red light stuff this year?
So there's one for your head, too, like for baldness, like as a cap.
They sell, your wife would know.
They sell them at Marshall's.
Yeah.
If you sell a medical thing at Marshall's, I don't believe
Snap
it works.
That up.
It's at Marshall's for a reason, right?
Yes, right? But, like, Kimmy, I've seen these red light products everywhere for elbows and hair and faces.
Yeah.
And
I guess it's one of those things, if it relaxes you,
no, you know
makes
what it
you
is?
Feel better.
Does
I don't
it,
know.
Though?
You remember when magnets were big? And like all the athletes,
the jewelry,
you know, they had the jewelry, but they had it. You put them in your shoe, your ankle, your elbow, and people swore by them. It's the new magnet.
You're right. But I mean, again, we've had this discussion 1,000 times. Yeah. How many times do we have to fall for these things?
Bro, every year there's more suckers being born, man. You know, there's a thigh master out there for somebody.
Troy writes us on Instagram, exposing himself as a massive nerd twice. He says, Magic the Gathering cards are insanely expensive now. Yeah, but you're not spending any money on women, so that's okay.
And alcohol. Yes, you're absolutely right.
He then goes on to say, knockoff Legos are absolute trash.
Trash.
What about anime? How's that going this year?
Well, I think Pokemon's super popular, right?
Man, that's still
like,
around.
That's probably not cheap.
Oh. Yeah. I will say, there is something that made me warm. I grew up collecting, you know, football, baseball cards, hockey cards, baseball
and debt.
No, man, I'm going to pull like a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie. It's going to pay for my college education. Those are back in a big way.
What is?
Sports cards.
Okay.
And here's the thing.
Like there's baseball cards and all that
All
stuff?
Sports.
Yeah.
And Pokemon and all that other stuff. Mm. And it's like a two-tiered world now where like you have like grown-ass people that are treating it like the casino and the stock market.
Mm, yeah.
But it
profiting.
It does warm my heart now when you walk into a Walgreens or you walk into a Target or a Walmart, there's a section where you can just buy football card.
Yeah.
And like it reminds me of being a kid because that's the first place I would run to when I would go shopping with my mom. Like I wish I had like a little boy to buy for in my life. Don't look at me like that.
You have nephews, no?
Yeah,
you
but they're not, I don't think they're into football cards.
Oh, too old now.
They've met Pat.
What does that mean?
No, you're a great guy.
He's in a Spider-Man. Everything's Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
superheroes.
Spider-Man Monopoly.
Yeah, and as an uncle, you can't force your hobbies on him.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. But yeah, like, I don't know. Like, it brings me back to, like, I want to buy cards when I go in there. Because it's like, it was one of the best times of my life. Like, I am jealous of dads that get to share that with their sons. Okay. I try to do it with hockey with my daughter.
I will say cards I get because they're the one thing I was told by my stepson and daughter-in-law. Make sure these toys aren't noisy.
Mm.
So cards aren't noisy, which is pretty good, because I got him a really noisy gift last year that was driving him nuts.
So you're a dick.
No, I didn't know.
You didn't know. What'd you get him?
Well, it was this like really cool airplane, but it also makes all kind of airplane noises.
Like, does it?
No, it has like takeoff, landing. Yeah. It's loud. Yeah. It throws it lights up.
I would never let you see my child.
I think you make that mistake once and you never make it
again.
No,
so I got in the remote control car. It's quiet.
That's going to make a ton of noise. Yeah.
No. Now it's Formula One, man. They're very quiet.
No, Kimmy. Yeah,
never buy a fart machine for your niece.
Again,
you.
I won't.
No, but you know, you say you learned that lesson once, you never do it again. I disagree. I think that the role, if you have siblings that have children, at least in my personal experience, I have found they try to buy the noisiest possible toys for your kids.
Yeah, but you're going to have to suffer through it for at least a few hours.
Yes.
Yeah, but then I get to go home.
All right.
Like, I had a godfather when I was a kid who I think went out of his way to buy the most noisy, dangerous toys. I think I've told this story on the air.
What did he buy you?
My Uncle Whitey, was a firefighter. When I was like 8, my brother was 6, he bought us, remember those Nerf bow and arrows?
Oh, yeah.
So, those were the greatest things.
Yeah.
But he bought them only because he wanted to play with them with my dad.
Yeah, of course.
So he let us open them.
Juicy target.
We started like shooting me and my brother, and then they took them from us.
Yes.
Got up the game.
And they started shooting each other with arrows around the house. Like, they got like, and then they stuck toothpicks in them in the end of the phone.
Why not?
Yeah, that's not fun.
One man was a police officer. The other man was a firefighter. And they were shooting darts at each other in the living room.
Thank you for your service.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Bills, Browns, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Yeah, buddy.
You could do it with the Pickmaster himself.
Ooh, the Pickmaster.
That's right. Tommy Mulay will be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Fantastic food, delicious drink, stuff to give away.
Good time.
That's right. Go stand next to a man with a scowl on his face and watch the Bills play the Browns. Talk about his picks in the
moment.
He's
having a good time, we promise.
Yeah. No, Kimmy, he loves when you stand next to him and talk about his picks the entire time. It's like one of his favorite things.
I enjoy talking to the people.
The people.
The people.
Could
the
you
people.
Have sounded more arrogant? Come here, peons. Talk to me.
I didn't say it.
Come
like
here,
that.
You ye smaller West Side people. Go hang out with King Pick, Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai, Sunday, 1 o'clock, with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. So we talked this morning about how if you have been a Bills fan your whole life, you're terrified of this game. Mm. You are terrified of this game because we all know how this stuff goes. So the key to the game is jumping early. Problem with that is you don't know what to expect from this Browns team. And you have not watched any Browns football at all this year.
Well, I don't think many people have.
Okay. I've watched several Browns games.
That's sad.
Yes, it is. Kimmy?
Yeah.
There are some football experts that will tell you what you want to hear. But only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
Let's do this. Come on, let's focus.
Over under.
Okay, over or under. Sounds interesting.
100 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. Mm. Right now, James Cook is just 28 yards behind Indianapolis's Jonathan Taylor for the NFL rushing title. Mm. Right?
And he wants it.
He wants it.
He wants that crown.
Well, yeah, obviously. What running back would?
Crown the chef.
I almost called him chef now. James Cook has 1,415 yards on the season.
Mm-hmm.
He also leads the NFL in 100-yard rushing games with 8 of them in 14 starts. And all of that is very impressive.
Yeah.
So you know the Browns defense is average against the run, exactly 16th in the NFL. They're on one bottom half.
All right.
So this should be an easy over for James Cook, you would think.
I would think.
All right, here's what's to consider.
What's that?
The playoffs are now less than a month away.
Yeah.
And with how much Cook has been playing and how capable the other backs have been the last couple of weeks, Kimmy, you might start, I'm theorizing, to see the Bills pull the throttle back.
Okay.
Wanting to
ensure. Some carries, maybe?
Well, look, I mean, we've seen, Kimmy, the last couple of weeks, more carries from Ty Johnson, right? If you want a fresh and healthy Cook in the playoffs, throttling down now against a team like Cleveland, as long as things are going good, would be a smarter play.
But?
Oh,
I don't know.
I had no but. Oh, okay. I'm thinking out loud here. Like, I mean, unless you are desperate to establish that run. And keep in mind, if you think the Bills are going to go blow this team out, James Cook on the field in the fourth quarter may not be a thing. Over under 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
You're crazy to bet against this kid.
Okay.
You're crazy.
Okay.
He's a major part of their offense. He's a major reason why you're in the shape you're in.
I agree.
For sure.
So the smart money is on the kid.
Okay. But again, if he is a major reason.
You bet the chef.
If he's the major reason you're having the success.
I'm not saying a major, but he's a big part of it.
I would argue.
I mean, Josh Allen and him together, that's a combo play, baby.
Look, I agree. If James Cook, if were to not exist on this roster, it would be a much, much different situation. So with that being said, I want him there for the wild card. I want him there for the divisional. I want him there for the AFC Championship game. Over under 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
You got to win these games. You can't be dicking around with holding guys back and thinking about the playoffs. You're not even there yet.
You ought to be holding back their dicking?
You can't be holding back these dickens. You know that's right.
So?
I'm taking the over on the kid.
Okay. I don't know how many times he's had back-to-back 100-yard rushing games because he did have 100 yards against New England last week.
Mm-hmm. The kid's hungry.
And he had 100 yards against
Cincy
too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You think he's going to go back-to-back 100-yard rushing games?
Could he do three?
Okay. That's a lot to ask of an NFL running back.
It's a lot. It's three. One isn't three a lot.
So to be clear.
If I walked in here with three of anything, you'd go, God damn, that's three.
We've been hoping you'd walk in with three jokes for the week since you started, and we're almost there. So to be clear, you're over 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
Right, to be clear.
Okay.
That's an official pick.
You ready for your second?
Yeah.
Over under 1.5 sacks for Browns defensive end, Myles Garrett. He is standing on the edge of history.
Yeah.
He needs 1.5 sacks to break Michael Strahan's all-time single-season sack record. And with how the Brown season is gone, Kimmy, you can't tell me he doesn't want to do it against a quarterback like Josh Allen.
Oh, I would think so.
All right. So there is something to be considered here, Tom.
What's up?
You ready?
Yeah.
I know it seems like Josh is getting blasted all the time because we have that Texans game burned into our head, but the Bills are smack dab in the middle of the pack of the NFL for sacks allowed so far this season.
Yeah.
And that was with the nightmare 8-sack game against the Texans. So really, they may be better than that.
Yeah.
Two things. Deion Dawkins, his ultimate protector, has not practiced yet this week with an illness.
Oh.
That's a problem.
That could be the flu, though.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
either
flu
way,
could still keep him from performing.
You can play with the flu.
Can you play against the best defensive end of his generation?
Yes.
Okay.
You can be out there with a temperature.
The Bills have given up at least 2 sacks in 3 of the last 4 games. Could Garrett be the one that gets the 2 sacks on his own, over under 1.5 sacks for Myles Garrett?
Yeah, so, all right, so just on that dude.
Just Myles Garrett needs
one guy.
1.5 over under 1.5.
Josh is a big kid.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett's pretty
big
guy.
And he's elusive.
Josh has also gotten Kimmy into the habit of when he knows he's done,
right,
giving himself
up. Sacrifices, yeah.
Which has worked for the offense. What do you think? Sick tackle. Generational defender, might want to do it at home.
Greatest quarterback in Bills history.
Yeah. Well, what does that have to do with getting sacked?
About the line.
I was about to say something.
Okay.
I am going to take, wait, how many sacks?
1.5 is the over-under.
Oh, so if he gets a sack.
No, you idiot. He needs two sacks to go over.
Do you think he's going to go over?
That would break the record.
But a half a sack wouldn't
count. That would be a push. No, that would be a push. Yeah. You'd be pushing.
All right, I'm going to say, yeah, I don't think he gets a full sack.
No, he could get a full sack.
I don't think he.
Look at my face.
What if he gets credit with a half a sack with somebody else?
Yeah, he would.
That's a push.
If he gets one sack and a half, that is a push. It is over under one and a half sacks.
Yeah. I am going to take the under.
Okay.
This is a
no. I just don't get what is so complicated about this. Like 5 years ago, you said there shouldn't be half sacks, and from that point on, your brain has just turned off the ability to understand that two players can split a sack.
I get it.
No, you don't, because every time the one and a half sacks comes up, this is a discussion.
Why are you gonna yell?
The stupidest person I've ever met.
It's the holiday.
So to be clear, you are under one and a half sacks for Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy tells it like it is. Football Friday CMF. He is over 100 yards rushing for James Cook. He is under one and a half sacks for Browns defensive end Myles Garrett. Are you ready for your third pick?
Possibly.
Over under.
Over under.
One under. One half a missed field goal for Bills kicker. Is it Mike Badger? What's his name? Can we look it up?
Michael. Yeah, Michael Badgley.
Michael Bagley. I'm sorry.
No, I think it's Badgley because his nickname is the Money Badger.
Badger. Yeah, okay.
That's
you're right.
Money bags.
Over under one half missed a field goal.
For a guy, new guy. We'll just call him new guy.
Well, that's a tough one because I don't know anything about this kid.
All right, so Matt Prater, all 41 years of him, as we talked about this week, will not kick against the Browns. Yeah. He's got a quad injury, which means in a hot playoff race, the Bills are bringing in a cold kicker. You would think, Kimmy, that would increase the chances of a miss just in general.
Yeah. He did play some of the season for the Colts.
Yeah, briefly.
Yeah.
And then got let go because he missed a crucial extra point against the Texans.
So am I doing field goals or extra points?
Okay, field goals. Just field goals.
Just field goals.
Something else to think about here.
Okay, what's that?
Over the last 5 years, the Cleveland Browns as a franchise have had the lowest team field goal percentage in the NFL. It's less than 80%. Part of that is because the Browns have had bad kickers. The other part is that Cleveland Stadium is notoriously hard to kick in. It's got weird-ass wind coming off the lake through these stupid holes in the side of the stadium.
Wait, they built it with your mom in mind? Windy Holes?
How dare
you? Was that her stripper name?
How dare you besmirch the good name of Catskills comedian Windy Holes. Shut up. A lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
On the road, in a weird stadium for a kicker making his first appearance for a team that needs this
kick.
But,
I mean, he does kick. I mean, this isn't a rookie kid.
No,
this
he
is
did
a veteran.
Kick. He kicked so poorly, he was let go from the Colts.
Okay.
Over under, one half a missed field goal for Michael Badger.
So an extra point doesn't count.
No, he can miss an extra point, just a field goal.
I could take a missed field goal.
So you're going to
so
take
think he's gonna
over
miss.
One half a miss?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
But if no, but hold on. So if no field goals happen.
Oh, yeah.
If no field goals happen, we just wipe it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Right,
no big deal. But there's going
to
be a field
goal. Wait, why wouldn't I get points?
Okay, fine. If they don't
have to kick a field goal, I should get points.
No, if they don't have to kick a field goal, it would be no miss, so you would lose.
No miss.
You took a miss, you idiot.
Yeah.
How are you so bad at this?
Well, I didn't think about that part.
Yeah, no, what do you ever think about? Did you get into that whiskey while we were out of the room?
No, I'd love to, though.
It did disappear. Where'd it go?
It's in the bag.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, if there is no field goal, you lose if you take the over. But there will be a field goal. It's an NFL game.
Not necessarily. They could not have to kick a field goal.
No, I'm with Kimmy. I think that if you need him.
They want to see if he's going to, especially early, they're going to see how he does.
Yeah. All right.
So over under, one half a missed field goal for Michael Badgley.
No, I don't know.
You're going back?
I don't know because you keep running your mouth.
I don't know.
What?
Give me an answer.
So you think he's going to miss?
What's that?
You're saying he's going to miss.
I think the kid probably will miss one.
All right, so you are over one half a missed field goal for Michael Badgley. Yeah. Okay, great.
You make things so hard.
You are the dumbest person.
Because you make things so hard.
No, they're not hard. I look you in the face and I say words and you just start inventing things to say out loud. A win on Sunday goes a very long way for the Bills to secure a playoff spot.
Lock-ola.
In fact, there are easy ways that the Bills can clinch. For example, if the Colts lose and the Bills win, they are in the playoffs, my friend, ready to roll. That being said, the Bills are heavy favorites against Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, yeah.
They are favored by 10.5 points.
Damn, that's college.
And remember that you get 3 points for being the home team, so Vegas believes on a neutral field the Bills are a full 2 touchdowns better than this Browns team.
All right.
Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 11 points or more?
Well, obviously, I think the Bills are going to win because they have to win here. They can't be jerking around.
Actually, no. No matter what happens, Patriots winning, Bills losing, no matter the combination, Nothing happens with the AFC East. It cannot be.
You
got to
lock this game up. Put it in your pocket, man. Feel good about yourself.
Lock it up and put it in your pocket, Kim.
Feel good about yourself.
Okay.
So I say the Bills win.
All right. So do they cover the 10.5?
Well, if they cover.
Yep. What does that mean?
It's an automatic Rust Belt blowout, baby. Yeah.
Wouldn't any blowout with Buffalo at home, or it would also be a Rust Belt blowout? Yeah.
No, but you're double Rust Belt.
Double Rust
you
Belt
went from
blowout.
A Rust Belt to another notch in the Rust Belt.
Okay.
So that's a double Rust Belt blowout. Okay. Easily.
Say that 5 times fast.
What's that?
Nothing. So to recap, Tommy's
picks. Yeah, let's put a little caparoo on this, baby.
Tommy is over 100 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. He is under 1.5 sacks for Browns defensive end Myles Garrett. He is over 1.5 a missed field goal for the new guy. And he has the Bills winning the game, covering the 10.5, which means it will be a blue.
What a hell of a game we're going to see, huh?
We will recap these picks with our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan just after 9 o'clock, Mike Danger. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy, not so fast, blowout Rust Belt buddy. Because you was born and bred in a Rust Belt.
Yes.
Yeah, you rusty. Right down to your shoes. You a rusty boy.
You were born in Jersey.
Not the Rust Belt.
No, but that's worse. You were born in the Italian swamp. What did I say wrong?
No, I thought you were going to do my grandmother joke.
No. Swampy enough. I don't want to pile on.
This game's going to have some celebrities there.
And in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm going to say somebody's daddy's going to be there. You don't think somebody's daddy's going to be there?
I don't know, to be honest with you. He's got a full-time job.
What?
Coaching the Colorado Buffaloes?
How are they doing?
Are they playing?
They're not even in a bowl game.
Are they in a bowl game?
No.
I didn't pay any attention.
I thought you were talking about your dad.
Well, they made two celebrities.
Well, they do call Lance Duffy the Deion Sanders of the town of Gary.
He is Grease Prime Time. Oh, I think Deion's going to be there.
Okay, so what's your prediction?
He ain't going to be happy, bro.
Yeah, what happened?
I think he's going to be running his mouth after this game in front of some cameras.
What? No, who's going to put a camera in front of his face? Where's he going to go?
Who's not going to go to prime time?
They have a game tomorrow.
What's Colorado that? Does.
Yeah.
All right, so he would have to get on a plane.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. For some reason, it's showing me basketball.
Okay, I was going to say, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes the plane.
Our prime time's going to be there.
Okay.
And he ain't going to be happy what he sees.
So your bonus pick.
He's going to be bitching about how his son's being treated in Cleveland.
All right.
He's going to, because he likes to bitch and complain a lot. He is going to go in front of a camera and bitch.
So Deion Sanders will go.
I don't think they're in a bowl game.
Okay. Deion Sanders will go in front of
him. Low bowls.
He will go in front of a camera and criticize the Browns after the game for the way
he's not going to like the way his kid's being treated.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. Primetime meltdown in a Rust Belt blowout, baby.
Danger and Ryan, just after 9 o'clock to recap those picks. We don't know what Ryan will be as usual. Last week he slipped and said he wanted to be Drew Carey, and we made fun of him so hard that he has now abandoned that idea.
But we can't come up with any other celebrities that come from Cleveland.
I said Bone Thugs and Harmony. You said no. Devo's from Akron. Does that count? Could he wear the...
That's well, it's a suburb.
Yeah, right. He could wear the hat. Whip it! Whip it good! Boom, 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 boom. No, there's more celebrities. Paul Newman's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
How do you beat Paul Newman if you're Ryan?
I don't know.
You don't.
He could be never bought the dressing of Paul Newman.
Yeah, he could be... He indulged too much in his dressing. He could be blue cheese Paul Newman.
Somebody had a prediction this morning.
What's that?
Talk show host Phil Donahue was apparently from Cleveland.
Is he from Cleveland?
I didn't know this. Is
apparently.
That true? Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, but again, he doesn't look anything like Phil Donahue.
He doesn't look anything like anybody he's been.
Yeah.
We'll all find out together just after 9 o'clock, a recap of Tommy's picks here on a Football Friday on CMF.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.